You are listening to the Wisdom with Trish podcast. This is episode 85, The Pandemic 15. Welcome to Wisdom with Trish. I'm Trish. I'm your host. I'm a mom to 6 kids. I've been married to my sweetheart for 28 years. And I'm a life coach. But most of all, and why we're all here, is I spent 30 years chronic dieting. Yep. Most of my life I've spent trying to be in a smaller body. And this podcast is about my journey to turning to God and trusting Him to not diet anymore. I found a path of health and a path of loving the space I take up in the world. And I'm here now to help other women do the same. So I'm so glad you're going to join me on the journey. All right, here we go. Hello, hello, hello. All right, I'm coming to you. This is the week that I go on my cruise. So I have my checklist going of all the million things I need to get done. And one of the things that I need to get done is talk to all of you this week and record a podcast, which I thoroughly enjoy. So this is one of the fun things that I get to check off my list today before I go do the not so fun things of preparing my world so I can leave it for my kids. So yeah, we get to go cruise this week and I've been working so much on my mind. I feel like I'm in a really good headspace. I am not going on the cruise looking to be perfect. I'm going on the cruise to look for opportunities to eat plants, and I'm actually really excited about that. I'm excited to eat all the things that I don't have to cook, and kind of the challenge of seeing what is possible for me as a plant-based eater on a carnival cruise. I've never done it before. And I'm also leaving some space for me to eat some things that I don't normally eat. And that's called being on vacation. So I'm actually getting really excited. We have one of my dearest friends and her husband are going with us. And this is something my husband and I used to do a lot. We would cruise. I've said this, I think, before on the podcast. But when you live by a port and you can kind of watch good deals and just drop it, everything at a moment's notice and go cruise, you can cruise much more often than if you have to like get airfare and all of that kind of thing. So for us, we can just drive to the port. And so it became a really fun way for my husband and I to take little getaways together. And we have not done this since 2018. And so it's just something that I'm really excited about. And it's been kind of fun for my husband and I to be excited about something together. It's been really good for us. So fun. All right. Today, I really want to talk about pandemic weight. I don't know how much I can say the C word on a podcast and they regulate that. I have no idea. So I'm just not going to talk about the word of the illness that caused the pandemic, but I think I can use the term pandemic. So I think right now, if you're on social media at all, we're being bombarded with different diets and things that are targeting you because they believe that because of the pandemic, everyone's carrying around their extra 15 pounds and everyone wants to solve that problem for you and help you get rid of that 15 pounds. And today on the podcast, I actually want us to really look at if you are carrying a little more weight than before the pandemic. I really want us to look at it in a different light and look at it differently than maybe what diet culture looks at it. I feel like diet culture looks at it as the same as like if you gained weight over the holidays, if you, there's lots of times in our life that we actually gain weight. And it's always talked about in such a negative way. And today I just want to, I'm not necessarily going to talk about it in a positive way, but I absolutely want to talk about it in a way where we get curious about it and we, instead of looking at it in a very fine lens, as in, oh, There was a pandemic. I gained weight. That's bad. I want us to broaden that lens a little bit. I want you to widen the lens, and we're going to look at a bigger picture. And I think that it will only serve us. So I want us to think, to start out, other times in our lives when we gain 15 pounds. There's like times when we go to college and it's called the freshman 15, right? There is times when we're newlyweds, and sometimes people gain weight right after they're married. I don't know that there's a name for that one. Sometimes we gain weight when we nurse babies. Some people lose weight. Some people gain weight when we nurse babies. Some people lose weight while they're pregnant, and some people gain weight while they're pregnant. There's a time in our life when we, especially girls, where it's required of you to gain weight so that you can have a period. The average weight gain for a young girl when she gets her hormones is 15 pounds and can be all the way up to 30 pounds. And so there's times in our lives where our body gains weight. Now, we can look at that in so many different ways. But what I want us to kind of look at are all of the times when weight was gained and maybe what a common denominator was. Now, the plant-based doctors, I love them. You all know I love them, and I think they're out there speaking truth, but they're literally, they only talk about what is put in your mouth, and what is put in your mouth then creates the outcome of what happens in with your body. And as I have coached and I've worked with women and I've worked with other coaches, I'm learning that it's so much more complicated than that. I mean, literally, if we put you in a room and we only fed you potatoes and vegetables for a time, your body probably would change, but it's not going to be sustainable change, right? So the plant-based doctors are right to a degree, that literally we're walking around because of what we put in our mouths. But what if we widen that lens a little bit than what they look at? And what if we start seeing other aspects of our lives? And the one I want to talk to about today that I think affected us the most during the pandemic, and that it literally affected our weight, and that, my friends, is stress. I want you to think of when you were at college and you gained those 15 pounds, the freshman 15. Think of the amount of stress you were under, not living in your parents' home anymore, being on your own for the first time, adulting, right? Being in a world where you want to just play with your friends at school and have a really good time, but you're also supposed to study, and you're supposed to turn all that off so that you can study and get good grades. And then for some of us, it was our responsibility to have a job and to pay while we were at school for things, right? And so when we say, oh, the freshman 15, it's because they sit around and make treats all day. I want to offer you, what if it's less about that? Because I have a feeling you were eating treats at your parents' house too, and you weren't eating perfect at home. But what if your body's response to that stress might be your body thinking, oh, we're under stress. How do I protect myself? I put on a little bit of weight. So let's look at another scenario. Like for myself, my body loved being pregnant. I actually would lose weight while I was pregnant, and I was already an overweight person while I was having babies. But during my pregnancies, my body would really act very efficiently. And whatever my body struggles with on a normal basis, doesn't really struggle with when it's pregnant. That's probably why my body loved being on that HCG diet, because you're taking a pregnant hormone. I don't know. But for me being pregnant, my body would do really well. Then I would have the baby, and then I would have a huge appetite. For me to keep a baby alive through nursing required me to eat. So I would eat. And so I would watch my weight. I wouldn't gain weight pregnant, but I just wouldn't, and I wouldn't lose weight, but it just meant that I was really losing if I wasn't pregnant, right? So my body would do really well. And then when I would start nursing, I would start gaining weight. And so think of what happens when you have a new baby. Like, that should not be any surprise to any of us. If now some women nurse and the weight just comes off, like everybody's body is so different. For my body, that was not the case. My body required calories, and then my body actually thought, we're keeping a baby alive, we're going to keep this weight. And so, but think of when you have a new baby. You don't sleep. You don't know when you're going to sleep. You stress about when you're going to sleep. You stress about if the baby's getting enough. You know, I mean, there's that time in the newborn phase that you're not sure everything's working. Especially brand new moms who haven't been a mom before, they're worried about so many things. And I'm offering to you, that's a time of stress. Same thing for newly married couples. Sometimes they gain weight because they are happy. And when we're happy, we eat more and we go out to dinner more, and, you know, we're more in a celebratory stage. That could be it. But also, in our faith, we don't live with the person before we get married. And when you get married, there might be some stress there learning how to live with another human. Not for everyone, but that could be. That's a huge life change. So here we are. It's 2020, February. All of us, well, a lot of us are probably been trying to get back on track after the holidays, you know, get back to our habits. And March of 2020 hits and the world shuts down. And I want to offer to you, when the world shut down, it is more than just, now you have to stay in your house. If it was that simple, you know, I don't think the world would feel weird. But the world definitely felt weird. There was, like, I was shocked and amazed at how fast we shut down, and how fast we shut down small businesses, and how fast we told everyone to close their doors. That felt very scary to me. Just the idea that there is a disease out there, that if your loved one got it, they may or may not make it. That was stressful. Watching what's happening with the economy, stressful. You might have had a husband or a wife, I don't know if who's listening, but that never worked from home, and now they work from home, and now they're always in your space. You might have kids who always attended public school, and now they're home. You might have trying to be working and having your kids home and having to homeschool them because the school's shut down. Do you see this? And then, on top of that, the talk started very early about the shamefulness of using food during this time to cope. You would see things like so many memes about, you know, putting notes on the refrigerator that says, if you're here and you're not hungry, shut the door. I wish I could remember some of them. And they were funny. And I remember feeling that way. Like, yeah, we were all home and food was somewhat what we had to look forward to throughout the day. But like, why did we make that bad? And B, I want to offer to you what a beautiful blessing it was that we had food to cope, that we had food to help us get through a crazy, crazy time. And for some, that crazy time isn't even over yet. And what I want to talk today about is what happens with our bodies when our bodies are under stress. the first thing our body does is it goes into fight or flight mode. And fight or flight mode is a space that literally keeps us alive, which is good. But if we live in fight or flight all the time, our body's always under duress. And the first thing that your body thinks it needs to do when it's under stress is to store fat. Now, some people lose a lot of weight when they're stressed. Their bodies have different markers about what to do under stress. But if you're listening to this podcast because you gained 15 pounds during the pandemic, I'm telling you, part of your body's survival during that time, it knew it needed to hold on to some weight. And if you still feel like the world is crazy and you still feel like things are not back to normal, and if you still have any concerns about what's happening in the world right now, your body might still be under fight or flight, and it still may think, I need these 15 pounds. I'm totally protecting us. Now, you might have helped it be able to store 15 pounds easier because you were enjoying food, but I really want to take the shame away during the pandemic if that is what was your world was like. Let's flip that switch and choose. Food got me through a hard time. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for food. Thank you for giving me something that helped me cope. And when we start looking at that in the bigger lens, and we gain a little appreciation for food and how sometimes it is a coping mechanism, then with curiosity, we can look at it and we can go, do I still need that? Do I still need food to cope? And we can also look with curiosity, where are my habits? Because for some of you, your habits might be really on point and you're doing really good with your habits. And you're like, but I'm keeping those 15 pounds. I want you to look at it and maybe think, maybe my body still thinks we're under stress. What am I doing to let my body know that we're okay now? That we don't need to use food anymore to manage the stress. And my body, how do I let my body know that you can let that stress go? That we can let the stress go and we can let that weight go. Well, the work that I do with the Women in Breathe is most of the time, your thoughts, well, all of the time, your thoughts are running the show. And so I would say just the beginning, just, you know, a good beginning point, just listening to this podcast today and realizing to drop all the shame that you've been carrying around about food. Let's just let that go. And then let's really step into the space of, I did what I needed to do to get through a weird time. And it's still weird. And I'm doing my best. Like, that gives your body such a different feeling than we should be losing weight. We shouldn't have this 15 pounds on us. We shouldn't, you know, that pattern of expectations of thinking how your body should be. When we drop all that and we really live in the space of my body's amazing and it got through a really hard time the best way it knew how. Just the you choosing some new thoughts around this, A, will help your stress. The other thing you might want to do is you need to, when you start coming home to yourself and you start showing yourself self-love and we opt out of diets and the way everyone else does things and we start wanting to do things the way we want to do them and what feels like love to us, I would suggest that it's probably time for you to also find what are some practices that you can do each day that help you live on a, you know, you might always have stress in your life because life is 50-50, right? It's going to be 50 wonderful, 50 hard. But that 50 hard that offers you stress, what are we doing each day to help manage that stress? To help lift the load from our body so that our bodies can manage the stress and our minds. I would say having a thought practice is helpful to start looking at your thoughts and seeing what those thoughts that you think, how they make you feel. And if you need help with that, come join Bree. That's the work we do there. And I literally help you learn how to do it yourself so you don't have to lean on me forever. So that's an option for you. But there's other things we can do also that can help manage stress. Let me show you what mine are. I really like meditation. And for me, I don't meditate like everyone else. Meditation absolutely looks like me laying in my bed. And in the wee early morning times, like between 4:30 and 6, just when I wake up and I just lay, and I like to lay and talk to God and picture he's with me and I talk to him. And it feels very, I call it meditation. Meditation gurus probably wouldn't say that's meditation, but that feels like that to me. And when I spend that time with God each morning, I have a much better day. And I feel like my quality of my prayers are much, there's just a sweet spot during those morning hours for me. And I'm not praying for an hour and a half. I'm just saying when I kind of wake up during that time, I can have time where I can talk to him. And I feel like it literally helps me manage the 50-50 of life much better. Something else that is available to you. A lot of times we exercise because we think that that's what we need to do to decrease weight on our bodies. That's actually the least effective way to reduce fat on your body is to think you're going to do it through exercise. So why do we exercise if that's the case? Because literally it's 90% is what you put in your mouth every day. But so if that's the case, why would we exercise? Well, to become strong and to take care of this physical temple that God's given us requires, the body loves resistance. The body loves to be challenged. The body loves, like, the body was designed to work hard all day. We don't really do that no more. That is not what our lifestyle is. So just think of exercise as a way for me to challenge my body and to move my body, because that's what my body loves and craves. So, and part of what happens when you exercise, as you know, you get endorphins, and those endorphins help you manage stress. You know, and I remember during the pandemic, it felt hard to even exercise. It felt hard to take a walk sometimes because we were under such stress. What happens when we have a lot of stress in our life? The toddler brain shows up. That lower brain really runs the show during that time. And our higher brain, our kind of adult brain, has a harder time running things. And so that's why we want to manage stress, and we want to do things in our life that help that stress level come down. Because when the toddler's running the show, you've heard me say before, it's like a toddler with a Sharpie. It's making all kinds of mess in your brain. And when you have messes in your brain, you have messes in your life. When you don't have your thoughts, because you are not your thoughts. We all know this. Maybe you don't know this, but you are not your thoughts. You have to manage your thoughts. And when we're under stress and we're not really aware of it, it's very easy for the toddler in our brain to get the Sharpie and to start creating damage. And that leads to lots of things. And so we really want to take the Sharpie away. We want to tap into the adult part of our brain that is the critical thinking and the part of our brain that makes decisions and is willing to help us be uncomfortable. That part of our brain is the brain that we want running things. And that is possible when we manage our stress. So I want you to really think today what your life is like. And think of your 50% of your life that's like amazing. And then think of your 50% of your life that is actually hard. And it might be the part of your life that you feel like you have very little control over. And be real aware of that. Take a moment, be accepting of it. Be like, oh, this is the human experience and I love all of it. And just you no longer resisting your 50% hard is going to help with your stress. Like right now, our store, it's challenging because even though people are not on lockdown anymore, the supply chain was very much messed up with COVID. And that has not resolved itself. So we're paying 80% higher chicken prices. We're paying 80% higher for some paper goods. And so our cost of doing business right now is very high. As business is good, we're having a lot of people come eat at our restaurant. But our profit margins are in the restaurant business is so slim that things like the food chain getting messed up does a big number on our business. And so there is stress that is involved with that. And sometimes that stress gets the better of me. And I find myself in a lot of worry. And I don't, our brains think that worry is very helpful, and it's actually not helpful at all. Worry is just like suffering ahead of time before you need to suffer. And so I have learned that me thinking that the restaurant should be doing something different than exactly what it is causes my suffering. And so I'm like, oh, of course we're going to have challenges as a restaurant after a pandemic. Of course that's how it's going to be. And what a blessing it is that we have a plan so that we can keep our doors open. That's amazing. God's got us this far, and God's going to keep taking us to, you know, he's going to keep helping us. And that, when I can drop all of my expectations of what I thought should be happening at this point in our business, and I can let that go, and I can think, oh, this is the 50-50 part of our business. 50% is amazing. People are coming. We have the notoriety that we've been really needing and wanting this whole time that drives business. And then we have this 50% that's hard that isn't working out right now with all of our prices that we're paying for things. And it feels challenging and a little bit crazy. But that's exactly how it's supposed to be. And when I can do that, do you see how that just completely changes the energy in which I think about the business? And that's available to all of you in whatever it is. And if your challenge is, I have this weight that I have gained from the pandemic, and that feels like a stressful thought to you, and it's very frustrating to you, I just want you to look at it and go, we came through a pandemic. My body got me through a pandemic. And there might be some scars from that. But my body's amazing. And I did it. We did it. We're still doing it. And isn't it interesting that my brain thinks that I should be scar-free from that and that nothing should be different? Where in actuality, 50%, it's amazing that we're still standing and we got through the pandemic and life might look a little different, but we did it. And 50% of that is going to be, and there's some wreckage from it. And of course there will be. And some of that shows up on my body and it's fine. I'm not going to be in a pandemic state forever. I'm not going to be in a fight or flight forever. And I can start looking at my stress. I can start managing it in a different way. And my body will recognize, oh, we're not in stress anymore. Okay, I don't need to keep this 15 pounds anymore. Because your body literally doesn't know the difference between a bear outside who you need to run from and a pandemic. That stress to your body feels the same. Your body doesn't know the difference between you starving it and being stressed under being starved and being stressed because your world is weird. It's just stress. So let's manage our stress. Let's add that to the list of how we take care of ourselves. And what's beautiful is stress, when you take care of other things that are probably already on your list of things that you're trying to implement some good habits about, those things also help your stress. Pretty awesome, right? All right. That's what I have today. Our bodies are amazing, and they got us through a freaking pandemic. And there might be some wreckage, and it's okay. And we have all kinds of time to manage those 15 pounds. And we're not spending any more time beating ourselves up, thinking that that's not how it should be. We're going to think that's exactly how it's going to be because we got through something really hard and my body thought that was necessary. And yay for food. Yay for food for helping us get through a hard time. We're just going to love and accept all of it and then get about the business of saving our lives by taking really good care of ourselves and loving ourselves. All right. I hope that was helpful today. Okay. Hope you're eating plants, everybody, as often as you can. And I hope also that you're spending as much time as you can trying your best to just love who you are and love the space you take up in the world. All right. Have a great day. Have a great day. Have a great day. We'll see you next time. A few things before you go. If you have found that you need help on your journey of taking amazing care of yourself and loving the space you take up in the world, please, I would love for you to come join us in my monthly membership coaching program called Breathe. Breathe is a place where like-minded women come together and help one another. I help you by coaching you, and then I record that, and then other women will watch while you are helped. And then you watch other women when they're helped. And it's this community where women are helping women, and it's so beautiful. There's a lot of other perks when you're a Breathe member. So you receive coaching, you get to watch other women be coached, and then you also get to have access to any course that I provide. So right now, there's two courses in the membership. One is how to eat plant-based in 30 days without dieting. So if you're at the very beginning of your journey, that will help you so much. Now, if you're a little bit further along in your journey, you will probably love my course that is on self-care. And it's a self-care course that you take over 6 weeks. And it's a way for you to come home to yourself and start figuring out what does love feel like for you. And this is a course that I usually offer just to a group coaching program, but now it's also offered in Breathe. Something else you'll have is you'll have this community of support. There'll be a private Facebook group that you can check in with. And remember, you're going to be seeing these other women be coached. So you will get to be honestly their best friends. It will be a wonderful community. And you know, sometimes when we eat plant-based and we try to leave diet culture, it's a little bit lonely. So that will be a wonderful support for you. The last thing, I provide weekly meal plans. I'm trying to think of everything I can to make this process of you loving you and you loving the space you take up in the world and you taking amazing care of yourself, to have all the tools for that. And one tool to simplify your life is a weekly meal plan with a grocery list. And that will also be available in Breathe. And all of that will be available on an easy app so that you can access it on your phone and you can, it can be very user-friendly for you. So come join me in Breathe. You remember, nothing in your life has to change for everything to change. And that's the work we do in Breathe. Have you come up for air? Have you needed help to keep breathing? I got you. Come join us in Breathe. Have you downloaded my free commitment planner? Okay, if you haven't, you totally need to. It's such an easy way for you to make and keep commitments to yourself.
and honor those commitments. Go to my Instagram account, and in the links in bio, there is an option there to download that for free. Totally go get that.
Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. If you're feeling like you're missing episodes, it's probably because you're not subscribed. So wherever you listen, you just subscribe and then they will make sure that you don't miss an episode. Also, are you part of my free Facebook group? If you're not, you should be. Come on over, share recipes with us. And it's just a really diet culture free place to enjoy being online. And last of all, have you left me a review? Reviews are really important because that's how other people find the podcast, is through a review. So wherever you listen, go ahead and leave me a review there so other people can get the help that they need through the podcast. All right, y'all are the best. Have the best day. See you next time.